Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As we head into day two of the Rossfeld jury trial, Michael Rossfeld, the former police officer in East Pittsburgh, accused of shooting and killing Antoine Rose II as he ran from a traffic stop following a drive-by shooting.
And joining us, KDK Radio's Joe DeStillo, who was there. He joins us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Joe, good morning.
Hey, Larry, John, good morning.
You know, I can't imagine what it's like for Antoine Rose's mom to sit there and listen to some of the things that were said yesterday, especially the medical examiner did a detailed explanation of what occurred, right?
Yeah, he did. In fact, he was up first. And in fact, Michelle Kenney had to leave the courtroom twice, as I recall. Both times sobbing, and the first time was when they put up on the big screens, pictures of the bullet holes in her son. Shot three times, once in the cheek, exited his nose, another time in his upper arm, and then the fatal wound, which was in his back, which pierced his heart. So, yeah, I mean, tough for her. But as you know, she has said that she feels she has to do this. She wants to be there. She's going to try to, you know, maintain this throughout. We certainly expect her and family members as well to be there again today.
So after the opening statements, eyewitnesses were called, and one who had actually taken the video that most people have seen of the shooting. What else took place?
Well, that was probably the most memorable. Once we got into testimony, there were six witnesses, and the last, all prosecution witnesses, and the last two were LaShawn Livingston, 23-year-old young woman who took that video from the second floor of her porch some 40 yards away. And, and then the other video, the other testimony was from Deborah Jones, who actually lives right next door to where the shooting took place. She didn't take any video. She was out on her porch and saw this unfold in front of her as well. There were a number of people out on the street that night, including children. And in fact, you can kind of tell that's going to be one of the arguments used by defense attorney Pat Tomasi, is that he's going to say, he hasn't said all the evidence yet, but he's going to say that Rossfeld, you know, knew this car was involved in something bad. The back window was shot out. He knew there were guns involved, that they had guns, he suspected, at that point, and that there were kids around. And as they fled the car after the traffic stop, when he told them to get out, that he felt some harm might come. I think that's going to be one of Tomasi's arguments. Clearly, he's setting the stage for an argument that this is a dangerous job. He called the Turtle Creek Valley a valley of crime, and he said this officer did his duty. He said if you hesitate, you're killed, and he's kind of setting the stage for that kind of a defense.
You know, when they were talking about the cross examination of Ms. Jones, there was something made of her. Was she drunk or not drunk? What exactly was that all about?
Yeah, she admitted that she was drinking that night. The dispute is, well, when did she start drinking? She was out on her porch. This shooting happened around 8:30 at night. She said she had been out on her porch that day since around 4 o'clock. And Tomasi grilled her, well, what were you doing out there for those hours before this shooting? And she didn't directly say. And then later on she said she did admit to drinking, but she said that happened after she saw what happened and went up to a neighbor's house and got some whiskey and kind of indicated that she was kind of drunk within an hour. and that would have been before she was interviewed by police that night, but after the event. Tomasi just laid some doubt there about when, in fact, she did start drinking that night. She admitted, in fact, her testimony that night to police, and the police report said that she rolled out of her chair down onto the floor and really witnessed what happened, the floor of her porch, saw what happened, kind of laying on her stomach.
And Ms. Jones also went on to say that she saw a pair of legs get out of the car, and then she thought, please, God, don't run. And, of course, they did. And that's when the shots were fired.
Larry, that was one of the points where that was the second time where Antoine's mother left the courtroom. Because just hearing that, please, God, don't run, that's what she thought. And then, of course, they did run. And then she said, you shot those boys for running. Kind of haunting words.
So what can we expect today, Joe?
Well, we're still in the prosecution side of things. So the prosecution's been pretty methodical in laying out their case. They're attempting to link the shell casings, 9 from one weapon, 4 from another kind of weapon, whether it was just one weapon or not, that were used in this drive-by that occurred 13 minutes before in North Braddock. So they're still laying out that case. It's methodical. Some of it is drawn out. Some witnesses are on the witness stand for an hour or so. So it goes kind of slowly that way. The other thing that we're going to hear from the defense once they start, and this will be a couple of days down the road, is a use of force expert, which I think is going to be key in this case as well. Tomasi says he's using the county's own use of force expert. He says he's going to testify for us, not for them.
And we also want to hear from the jitney driver, who obviously was an eyewitness to all of this and apparently not a participant in the sense that he was involved in the shootings, but he ended up being the driver and could maybe illuminate some of this information. Joe, we appreciate you jumping on with us, and we'll look forward to your reports later today.
Good to be with you guys.
KDK Radio's Joe DiStio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.